the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally 2 days before Father's Day. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. We do have guests in studio on the first half and guests on the second half. I'm kind of excited about this interview today because we have actually royalty in studio, so I'm kind of excited about that. But before we start the first half of the show, I have a friend who is here. Who is proud, he's a proud granddaddy because his grandchild, let me make sure I get the name right, Nathan Sands made the honor roll at Stephen Dillon. And we celebrate, and I say, man, I'm not going to just recognize Nathan by calling his name out. I say, Sands, come upstairs, Sands, and you talk to Nathan, and you tell the country how you feel about your good grandson, your daughter's child, making the honor roll at Stephen Dillon. Go ahead. And happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
Thank you, C.A. Nuri. I'm privileged to be here, and thanks for giving me an opportunity to express that. And I would say, first of all, I say happy Father's to all the fathers throughout the land and bread of the Bahamas. Very, very, very important. Significant. Now, back to my grandson, Nathan. Nathan Sands has made the honor roll. And it is really something I thought about because in anything you do and in life today, first of all, you have to set a foundation. And so what he has completed his foundation, and now he's going on to junior high where he will begin to lay those blocks. And when he would have finished junior high, mm-hmm. he will go to the senior level. And as we all know, education is the key that opens doors. And so I'm a real proud grandfather to have a son who is now on the honor roll. Not that he hasn't done well before, but because of this achievement, I am more than proud because I have a passion for education. Always did throughout all my time in school. If I don't come in the first top three, I'm disappointed. And so I have an appreciation for my grandson being on the honor roll, and C.A. Nuri again is indeed a pleasure, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
No, it's my pleasure. I met Nathan downstairs about two days ago, maybe yesterday or the day before, and he was very excited graduating from Stephen Dillon. And you know when you have to recognize boy children and say, man, you go there for and conquer this world and be a leader amongst us men. So I wanted to recognize him formally. And since you were here, I say, I wanted you to come down upstairs and say, you know, give a shout out to your grandson. Yeah. But we have a caller here who may want to address you before you go downstairs. So let me patch that caller through. And thank you very much, Mr. Sands, for coming upstairs.
Thank you again.
Okay, don't go yet. Let's listen to what this person has to say. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, morning, see you. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Mandel here.
Hey, man. Is it Mandel?
It's ironic that you have this gentleman on this morning. Me being a community professional, I've been, you know, just talking with God and trying to figure out, you know, what is it that we can do as a people to help repair our moral family fabric or fiber.
Yes.
And something just said to me, said we need to return back to our foundation. And as I listened to the gentleman just now, he talked about the bricks that his grandson is laying with his education. It reminds me of the examples that my grandmother set to me and the foundation that it laid, and how we as a country and as a people now need to return to our foundation. And so I'm becoming an advocate for now grandparents, and they see this gentleman wanting to highlight his grandson the way that he's doing just before Father's Day like this. I just wanted to use this moment to remind us to pay some attention to our grandparents. It's the foundation of our family, where we can go and reset our values or go and establish some values for our family structure. And so I just wanted to congratulate this gentleman and remind everybody out there as we approach Father's Day, go and look for your grandfather. Go and visit that dispensation of family wisdom in your family, whether it's a granduncle or a grandaunt or somebody. Let's return to the foundation of our family values that we are obviously losing in our country as we approach this Father's Day. Let's not make this Father's Day just seemingly about the crab and rice, but about the values that people like our grandparents, and it reminds me of my grandfather, the late Reverend Franklin Hague, and the example that he left in my family of spiritual development. So I just wanted to encourage this grandfather and every other grandfather, grandparent, grandaunt, granduncle under the sound of our voice. Happy Father's Day to all the father figures out there, see you, your guests, and everybody.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Mr. Sands, as Mr. Sands transitioned out. And congratulations again, Nathan, and happy Father's Day. We continue our Father's Day celebration, right? We have some guests in studio who's having a big event. It's going to be on Saturday or it's going to be on Sunday?
It's going to be on Sunday, Father's Day proper.
So,
Mr. C.A. Nuri, good to see you, man.
So it's always good to have you in studio. And I'm glad that you are more relaxed because normally when you come here, you're in that professional.
You understand?
Yes.
And whenever she come, I can't come.
Yes. So what's happening Sunday?
Well, what's happening Sunday is that we've decided we're not just going to give Daddy crab and rice. We're not just going to give him a cup. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to give him a tie. Those are nice, but they can't speak to who our fathers are. Mm-hmm. And we really came to give a shout out to all the good dads. And I had to do this because guess what? I've been blessed with a fantastic, I think he's the best,
yes. The
best daddy in the world.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we did great things for mommy. Let me tell you what happened, C.A.
Go ahead.
Last year, we decided to do something special for Mother's Day. We did a stand-up comedy, okay? And we had persons like Giggles. A lot of people know
yes.
Miss Giggles.
I know Miss
and
Giggles.
And we had LaToya Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all females for our Mother's Day stand-up comedy show. And then we said, well, we can't do a stand-up comedy show for mommy and not do one for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Mullers International, and we had Dwayne Wallace, and
ah.
we had Mr. Beads, who now is sometimes on Guardian Radio.
Yes.
So shouts out to all those great guys. And Miss Daisy was the cheap anchored the shows. So this year we said, okay, we can't do the stand-up comedy for mommy and daddy. We're going to do a luncheon for mommy. So we did a wonderful luncheon. I mean, fantastic food.
Mm-hmm.
Soup. Eating out of China and everything hosted by Miss Daisy. So we said, well, you can't do that for mommy and not for daddy. And that's why we come now to what's happening on Sunday. So in addition to the little things, the gifts that you're going to give daddy, why not give him an experience where he's sitting around a table with his family, with his friends, hosted by Miss Daisy, excellent food,
mm-hmm.
just to celebrate that. And then we chose a couple dads. We pulled a couple fellas out to say, hey, we're going to give them a special award. But it is open to everyone. Once you come, you're going to feel very special, any father that comes.
So let's hash out the event.
Yes. Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Uh-huh. 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
At the Jubilee Center.
Where's the Jubilee Center?
At the Golden Gates World Outreach Ministry.
You should say that the Golden Gates World Outreach Ministries one time.
One time. But it's a beautiful hall, as Pastor Snow.
Is there a fee?
There's a fee, of course.
Tell me about that.
There has to be a fee. It's $60. Because, you know, you're going to get your soup. You're going to get your fish.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having fish. You're going to get your chicken. You get a full meal. And, of course, assortment of desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $60 for general tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a child 12 and under, we slash that ticket in half for $30. So you can't beat this because you don't got to go look for long lines. You don't got to be trying to figure out where I can park, you know, certain places.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited
too. What time does it start again?
It starts at 1. Because we know that some people go into church.
That's because it's after church.
It's after church. So as soon as your church ends, don't go nowhere. Come straight.
And normally people go to look for restaurants and where to eat.
Correct.
Food there.
Right.
And entertainment.
Right.
One time. Nice.
One time. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Trust me. Your father will not forget it. See, a lot of times we could give him something that he may like but forget. But when you honor him to make him feel like you know something and make him to know that my family thought more, you know, enough of me, like how they think of their mommy. Because we, you know, we go way out for mummies and go little for daddies. We got to stop that foolishness, man.
Well, so where can people find a ticket?
Sure. So people can find a ticket at Golden Gate. Someone is there right now, 361-2535 or 557-4684. Tickets are there all day today, which is Friday. And then tomorrow, starting from 10 a.m., tickets are there. And if any tickets are left on Sunday proper, they can come to the door. But, you know, it's a certain amount of seats in there.
Yeah.
And once those seats are gone, you know, they're gone.
They're gone.
But, yeah, they could call us if they want us to hold it. We're not going to hold it because, you know, some people may say at the last minute they're not going to show up. Anymore,
yeah.
And then you have some people there who want to get in. So this is a steal. You can't beat it with a belt or a drop guard, I suppose. That's how I like to say
so
it.
So let's, I know it's like a banquet.
Yeah, and I mean, you could be casual.
But I could be casual.
Yeah, man. You
and there's ample parking at the church.
Listen to me. Parking is no problem. You could park in the front anywhere, and there's no problem. And we'll have someone out there who's looking at the cars as well. So it's easy. This is honestly an easy thing. You don't got to look. You got $2 for the break. You ain't got to look for that. All you got to do is pull up there. Someone will be there to say, you could just park right here. You walk right in. You pay at the door. If you're in advance, you go inside, sit down, and begin to eat. The so food is going to be ready and hot.
So I know when I come to the church,
yes,
there's be like some kind of concierge who's welcome you and sit you down,
yeah,
and tell
man.
You come back to church. Will there be someone who could be welcoming me?
There will be someone who is going to be welcoming you. They probably will have on a shirt that says, I'm a Dynamite Dad, and I actually brought one for you today.
Because you know I am a Dynamite
you are,
Dad.
Listen.
Let you know.
You are a Dynamite Dad.
But you brought your Dynamite Dad
with
you today.
I did. The one and only Archbishop Ross.
And I'm blushing because, you know, I'm a fan of Bishop Ross Davis, right? And to have him in person to sit next to me and bless me, I'm kind of excited about it, right?
He listens to you every day, CA.
I'm a star now. few people know that I'm the most listened to talk show. Let me... Basically because it's the time.
Right.
But everybody comes and listens to C.A. Nuri. So it is good. But welcome, Bishop. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. What you doing nowadays? Because I want to talk about you first before we start talking about you supporting your daughter in this event. What you doing nowadays?
Nothing has changed. They say I retired.
I thought you retired.
Okay, it's okay to think that.
Yeah.
But I'm at work as often as I could. Bishop Trent. He's the preacher.
Yes.
He is the pastor, senior pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the president of Golden Gate's World Outreach Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So my involvement now is foreign ministry. Foreign.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, yeah. So I'm in Malaysia.
Just going to say, you travel a lot.
We travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so tell me about that. I mean, we're coming back
go
to
ahead,
your thing, you know,
go
but
ahead.
I haven't seen your dad.
It's Father's Day.
Okay. Thanks.
He's the boss.
So I can talk to him for a bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So... for the last 25 years, we've been going to Malaysia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we've made friends and we've met people, I mean, upon people and the rest of it. They've accepted me. And as a result, every year we go do preaching and the rest of it. So now we not only go and preach, but we have a school there.
Your school?
Yeah, we have a school there.
Orphanage,
yeah. And we have some beautiful people from Nassau. They have underwritten it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a good thing because when you take care of children that has no parents, it's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to evangelism, in the spiritual sense, they do another form of ministry. And we are... and we're grateful that they have come on board and they're helping us to do that. We do the same thing with India. We do the same thing with Africa. And wherever we go, we try to reach out. So I may not be front page here, but I'm...
Still active.
Still active.
And
very
vibrant.
Active. Every day.
And 82 years
and
old.
82 years
I'm
old.
I'm announcing it in the front of everybody. He looks 28, but he's 82.
He looks good.
He looks great.
He looks good.
Thank you. You're not fooling me, though.
No. He looks good. Okay. I mean, if anyone can look at the camera right now, I have more gray hair than Bishop.
I have gray hair all over.
You won't say why.
I'm not going to say why. I just said I have more gray hair than a good
Some
bishop.
Some people love gray.
Yes. My wife liked the gray. So she said, leave it alone.
His wife likes gray on her own self, too.
There you go. No, so your daughter is having a big event.
Yes.
I'm sure it's partnered with the church in general, right? Why is it so important for us to honor fathers? You're a daddy. You're an active daddy.
Yes.
One of the things I was talking to your daughter is that every time one of the children have an event, all y'all there. All the children, the both parents there. I mean, how do you do that?
You ought to see it now. Mm-hmm. Now that we have four of our grandchildren living with us, they're part of the crew, you see. And in addition to that, of course, Dynamite, she has all kind of persons around her.
Yeah.
So we have a host of people there. Okay, it's important because family structure, there's no substitute for it. You must have family. You must have family. You may not have the traditional family, father, that is marriage and all that, but you got to have a family that you live with.
Yes.
And we encourage every family to be a family.
Mm.
Every young man should have a family, somewhere they can go home with somebody. That's very important.
Yes. See, my father died when I was 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my stepfather stepped up.
Beautiful.
And grew me up as his. Correct. Few people know that I do not belong to him.
Yes.
My mom say, you have the same ways as your stepfather. I say, he's the one who grew me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he helped me be man. Mm-hmm. How important is it to have a male role figure in a young boy?
It's very important. It's very important. However, if you do not have a male, but you still have that foundation that I heard somebody talking about,
mm-hmm.
and the foundation is made up of mother and the other sibling, that could work very well, very well.
Mm.
Actually, I was reading from the book of Matthew, and I found out that this book, very interesting, talks about a man who had not gotten married to this woman yet.
Mm.
And something happened. Actually, an angel came to the woman and says to her, you're going to have a child.
Mm.
That could be troublesome.
It would have been troublesome because I don't know what I would have said. What you mean you pregnant?
Well, let me tell you what he said.
Mm.
He decided to do the sensible thing, put her away privately.
Mm.
But that night, he had a dream.
Mm.
Angel came to him and says, don't bother with that. What she is pregnant with is of the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
So he had to change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Important to have a Joseph in every family. Everyone needs a Joseph.
Everybody needs a Joseph.
And the thing about it is, if there's a Joseph there, you got to look at Joseph. Joseph don't always come as a... He does not always come one big shot and the rest of it. This was a humble carpenter of Nazareth. And didn't have much to give other than carpentry.
Mm.
But he took Jesus in. He became his father.
Stepfather.
Now.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying that's that stepfather mm-hmm. love right now.
Yes.
Powerful.
And so you gotta have, you need a father.
Mm-hmm.
And fathers, look, I'm talking to some now. Don't let anybody put you down, you know. We wish that you were married, but if you are in the child's life, it is important.
Yes.
If you're not, get in that child's life.
Be involved.
Yeah. And the other thing about it is, I'm so happy that we call the men by all names, all kinds of names, but we got some good fathers.
We got some good Dynamite dads.
We got some good dads.
Yes.
Good fathers.
Wonderful.
And that is what helps me a whole lot because I meet them every day.
Mm-hmm.
I meet them every day. Good fathers. Fathers who care about their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
I appreciate that, Bishop. So, Dynamite Daisy.
Yes.
Why you decided to recognize some of these fathers come Sunday?
Well, because my father, as a good man, instructed me. He said, Therese, in addition to just having something generally, why don't we point out some men? And I'm glad you asked. And here are the men that we decided to point out. Bishop Mark Knowles.
Okay.
Mr. John Taylor. Mr. Desmond Colley. This young man, Desmond Colley, let me stop. We call him Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Very unassuming. He's been in church many years, but got his nice cornrows, sits way to the back, but always there. But not a person in the forefront. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is not always highlight the ones who are in the suit and in the front. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's one of those persons. Philip Cambridge, Romeo Finlayson, Wayne Ferguson, Penny Knowles, Sean Wright, and Anthony Lopez. I left Anthony Lopez for the end. Bishop, tell them about Anthony Lopez, where he works and the type of man he is.
Anthony works with the Boys' National School.
Ah.
Yeah. But he goes to work every night. Deal with those boys. He's now the chaplain, the chaplain over there, and prays with them, study with them, and the rest of it. You can't ask for more.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a group of them, you see. The thing about man's presence, think about it, is there's an anointing that comes with a man who is in Christ. He may not have all the degrees and the rest of it, but if he's got that anointing, mm-hmm. that makes a difference.
Amen.
Let me tell you. And that can do the whole, that can do the trick that we always ask. Because every day on the radio or on the TV, you're hearing, how can we do it? Yeah. How can we do it? You're not going to get it done unless there is an anointing on your life. Because if you don't have the anointing, you can't break
it. Yeah, one more phone call who wants to engage you. Absolutely. Let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Nuri, and to your guests.
Good morning.
Mr. Nuri, you know, we always talk education and religion, and you always talk history. Well, I just want to let you know, history and religions were the two subjects that I got distinction in. And mm-hmm. that distinction, like I told you back in my day, was what you call A or A+. Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk religion, and let's say Happy Father's Day to all the men and young boys, married or not married. Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day. Wish you all the best. Wish you live 54 more for Father's Day. Now back to religion. He mentioned something about Matthew wrote this. The religion was one of my distinction subjects. Plus, I was an altar boy at St. George's. I'll be there Sunday morning at St. George's on Father's Day. And there was also a man and a woman who never was married but had a baby. And we're still trying to figure out how did that happen. But you said Matthew in the book of Matthew. The King James, the first version written between 1602 and 1611, was not written by Matthew. Who wrote the book of Matthew?
You there? Hello? Okay, let's read this text before we continue about Bishop, looking at me.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. We leave that alone then. So good morning, Nuri. Tell Bishop Ross and Therese, good morning. Please ask Bishop where the fountain of youth, because I know he found it. Happy Father's Day, Bishop. That person reaching out to
Look,
you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're kind.
Okay. And so good morning, Cecil. And you know what else? For those of you that still are blessed to have your daddy, hold them close.
Yes.
And I happen to have old parents now.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I have old parents. I'm always worried and anxious now, especially when I know they were sprightly
right.
when I was young.
Yes.
And to see they walk slow.
Mm.
Right. To see they move slow.
Yeah.
And you know, you said they have more years behind them.
Than before them.
Than before them. You know, it's a humbling experience. So every time you have like a birthday and Father's Day,
yes.
you know, you say, let me pause.
That's right.
Let me pause.
Have to. You have to, because memories are something that you can't pay for them.
Yeah.
CA. You can't pay for them. So yeah. to see them smile, to see them laugh. I am so proud. Every time I have a show, my father and my mother is there. But
yeah.
my father,
mm-hmm.
listen, we had to move him from the door when I first started doing Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would be to the door and anybody who say, Bishop, I ain't got no ticket, he'd be come.
Yeah.
And he letting them he letting them come through.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
because he wants everybody to come inside to be a part and to enjoy. He said, I can pay for their ticket,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's nothing like a father that boosts you. And honestly, CA, my father is God has used him to be a foundation for me
mm-hmm.
and to help me to even find my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a PK, I must put this in, when he used to always be going, because he's always been a people's person. He's always been a father to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I sat him down when I was probably 18 and I said, Daddy, I feel like sometimes you're gone and you're not here for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a heart-to-heart conversation, and my father sat and not said a word, listened, and then by action showed me, you know what? Let me begin to show her. Mind you, I was always on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what someone told me that hit me so hard? They said, when you were small, your daddy used to be on the radio. Because I don't know if many persons remember, but this man used to be on ZNS all the time with special moments.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say, Lord, I pray for little Terry. That's his nickname for me, Terry. Mm-hmm. And when this lady told me that she's gone now, Elma, we love her dearly, I realized, Therese, your daddy had you on his mind even when he was out there doing work. And that changed my perspective. Although he also made some adjustments. Because as fathers, you cannot be so, so busy that you are working to buy things for this child when they sometimes just need you. I had a meltdown the other day and I was sitting on the step. I almost fell down off the step. And I was so frustrated trying to get the same Father's Day thing together. I was by the church and I was coming down. I almost fell. And I was saying, oh, you know, you get when you...
The frustration.
Frustration. My daddy came out of his office, walked down the step, sat down on the step next to me, put his hand on my hand, rubbed my hand and said, Terry, it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. With that gentle voice, the thing melted me right away. Later on, I had to go to daddy and say, sorry, I had a meltdown. He says, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. You have a good daddy.
I have a wonderful daddy. Super dad.
There's one more call here, and then I want you to remind me,
sure,
before we transition, remind me about all of the events that is happening
Sounds
on Sunday.
Good.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, CA. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
I just want to take time out to wish you all fathers a very special, happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
No Cleaver, don't come here.
Yes.
Who would have led the charge in this country and getting the Child Protection Act passed in the House of Assembly in 2006 and again in 2007.
Yes.
It should have brought us a line, whereas we have shared common responsibility for children born out of wedlock. This isn't Pastor Ross Davis' cup of tea. He and I would have met on this issue. But the bottom line is, I believe that in your engagement in sin, God could have allowed men to be infected with all kinds of STDs and STIs, but he didn't. He still blessed us with a child. And you have many married women, couples, who've been trying for decades to have children, couldn't have none. But he still blessed me being a father out of wedlock, fathering a child out of wedlock. But the laws were not adequately, it was not adequate. As a matter of fact, prior to me coming on the scene, fathers of children born out of wedlock couldn't even petition the court to get what they call access to children. It was nothing. But we were able to lead the charge in getting the Child Protection Act passed in Parliament. And I'm still waiting to be recognized by my country. They recognize the religious people, but they say you need to be a part of a church or whatever the case may be to receive recognition, but mine coming from above.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to encourage fathers, to those who are not playing their roles, to play this very important role, man, because it's a beautiful thing to see your kids graduating from university, and you know you had a hand in that, holding down big-time jobs, and you know you had a hand in that. But the road may be rocky, the laws may be stacked against us, but continue on to champion on. Because you know, CA, a lot of fathers, this Father's Day, will not be able to spend time with their children, you know, based on just the ambiguity in the laws. The laws are preventing this. But let's see what happens as we move on.
And before you go.
Thank you again, and God bless.
Before you go, young man, before you go, I would want to commend you for your steadfastness in helping the children. God bless you. And as you said, you may not get your recognition here, but it's coming. It's coming. Don't give up.
Thanks. No, Clara has led the charge again for men receiving the same rights as women, especially regarding access to their children.
Yes.
And we must always remember and commend him.
Yes.
When we have the chance. And I always try to recognize him,
yes,
at least show him the respect for that.
Yes.
We have one more phone call. I'm trying to transition, but people want to engage you, so let me do that. Kermit, let's patch this caller through. And then again, Therese, we got to go over everything one more time.
Sure.
So let's go, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Call you there?
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, our church, St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral, we are hosting tomorrow or Sunday an Honor Thy Father's event at our 11 a.m. Mass,
mm-hmm,
where we honor men of the parish who have been exemplary in their service to the community.
Very good.
The
very
church
good.
And the family. And we are doing something very special for them. This is a tradition that started maybe about 25 years ago.
Very good.
So kudos to the Reverend and kudos to what you're doing to promote men.
Very good.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Very good. The phone's just light up.
We giving a shout out to all the good dads. Yeah. Come on. That's we doing just, something great for daddy. Let's do imagine? It. Every
Go chat. Ahead, call you live.
Hey, my brother, good morning. Good morning, Dynamite D and Pastor Ross.
Good
right?
morning.
That's
yes.
my good buddy. Oh, my yes, goodness. Good to hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is me. I just want to say, you know, I admonish you to continue your journey towards excellence. The honor and the privilege to work many productions
yes.
that you would have produced and mm-hmm. Played an integral part into those productions, learning a lot of what Dynamite Daisy and who Therese is as an individual. I just wanted to come publicly on the radio and say thank you for those opportunities. I think now, especially at this time, fathers in the nation, remember, you're not just a father by blood, but for the many other children that are not yours, but you actually took on the charge to nurture as well as to discipline. You know, we have to ensure that our men also are held in high esteem. Mm-hmm. It just seems as recently, you know, we as men in this country, we are not, and in fact, not just this country, but around the world, we are in the capacity that God has us in. But I must encourage every man. Good you morning. Know, every child here needs us as a male role model.
That's right.
Let's do our best and continue to assist even those parents who are having issues with their biological children, mm-hmm. also them, to raise our strong, vibrant, productive children, especially in this Bahamas. So thanks for taking my call, CA, and Dynamite Daisy.
Yes,
continue
Jeff.
Continue the great work. I look forward to your production.
Appreciate
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you very much.
That's my buddy from way back. Rainforest Theater.
Okay, Crystal Palace. I was waiting for you to say Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
So
what's happening? So
what's
Sunday,
happening Sunday,
okay, we are honoring fathers. You can bring your dad. We're having a luncheon. Daisy is hosting it. So Miss Daisy is the host for the whole event. We'll have some prizes and surprises. The food is going to be off the chain. If you want a ticket, it's $60 for the tickets. We are celebrating. And so, Mr. Nuri, I want to make sure I present you with your...
I appreciate
I
that.
I am a Dynamite Dad. I'm yes. not sure your size. This is too big. So I brought three sizes
okay,
just in
good,
case.
Because
it's X large. I know
good.
You can't fit in
I'm wearing
large.
That on Sunday.
Which size you wear? Large, X large, or small?
I now wear large.
Large. So that this one is for you.
Yes.
So Sunday, everybody, all roads lead to Golden Gates World Outreach Ministries in our Jubilee Hall. Wonderful soup, food, galore.
It's like a three-course meal.
Is it? Yeah, man. Oh. Soup, food, and salad. And desserts.
Okay.
Yes.
And in the show.
And the show. So the show is ongoing. So Miss Daisy is hosting it. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you, from early on, she's coming out. And then, of course, we'll present some awards. And if you want to bring your father and you say, you know something, I want to come on the mic. Daisy mm-hmm. will give you the mic mm-hmm. for you to say, I'll be pulling your coat.
Yeah.
But for 2 minutes, you could say, this is my daddy and
yeah.
I want to present.
Yeah.
We want the fathers to know. Listen to me. You don't wait until he closes eye to be hollering, there's my daddy. No,
yeah.
tell the world now that's my daddy. So as long as I got bread, I can big up Bishop Ross Davis, because he is a good dad to me. Cooks breakfast in our house every morning except Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
This man?
Good.
Okay, so we
God
love you.
Good.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Nuri.
So
God
come
radio.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Where are we going to
Jubilee Hall, Golden Gate. Golden Gates, World Outreach Ministries
yeah.
on Carmichael Road, 1:00. Soon as church finish, or if you go to church Saturday, come. And if you ain't ever been to church and you don't go to church Saturday or Sunday, come.
Yes.
Bring your daddy. This can be powerful.
Yes.
Ow,
yes.
baby.
Oh,
baby.
We're going to transition now, go to the commercial. We have a new guest here coming in right now. Thank you very much. Can't wait for Sunday at 1:00,
yes.
Golden Gates. It's Golden Gates Assembly, right?
Yes.
World Outreach Ministry.
Yeah, the names is just changed. I know where the church is. That's Golden Gates Assembly.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's always been Golden Gates Assembly.
There you go. 1:00.
1:00.
Pay $65 or $60.
$60. Yes.
Have your concert. Have your food. And enjoy yourself and celebrate your daddy.
That's right.
And celebrate your daddy.
Good.
And you get a ticket to add the Golden Gates.
At Golden Gates,
yes. Are we going to take this quick commercial break? Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. We shall be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic.
Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops.
Down Home West End Fish Fry Festival presents to you the Mini Pop-Up 2026. It's going down Friday, July 10th at the Garden, Blue Hill Road South and Zion Boulevard. Gates open 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Admission $10. There's going to be music by DJ Rebel, live performances by the Pawn Band and Stevie S. Drinks and food will be on sale. Kung Salad by L&C Kung San. Seafood by S&K. Don't forget your fish and panty cake. Come lay low in the garden at the Down Home West End Fish Fry Festival Mini Pop-Up.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302 to become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To the world, he is your dad, but to you, he is the world. Shower your dad with love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale Friday, June 9th through Saturday, June 17th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop at Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 8th, and if you are standing on the lucky spot, you could win a gift basket for dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Shop Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale June 9th through 17th. Happy Father's Day from Kelly's House and Home.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. We have some happy Father's Day messages to say. Also, happy, joyful, blessed Father's Day to all fathers throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph Stulves in Freeport, Selah, 2026. I was able to read that. But we have some guests in-house. She's a regular here now. She has a camp. And I said, when you're having your camp again, you need to come on. So people won't miss it. So I'm kind of excited to have her here in time. Because last time it happened and it came out afterwards. And I said, okay, this time we get it before. When is your camp?
So the camp is starting. The camp is the 22nd of June to the 30th of June.
So I have time to book.
So they have time. Okay. It is free. It's meant to be free. We are reviving the accordion so that it continues on generations. And with the accordion, of course, comes everything else. The goatskin drum, the saw, the quadrille dancing, honoring and remembering those who kept it alive, those who left alive, those who've passed. All of that is our history.
And where will the camp be held?
So this year we are returning to Cat Island. We're so excited. We left Cat Island in 2019 because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And before we left, the sponsors allowed me to gift each child that was active an accordion.
Wait, you gave out free accordions?
Yeah, to those kids. Well, it was COVID, and we didn't know. The world was ending. But what was important is that those that did come, they had an instrument. They had something to ride the wave. So one of those, I sent you a video, is mm-hmm. Walter Page. Mm-hmm. Walter Page is kicking it, and mm-hmm. he was a real beginner when we started. So we are so proud of what these children are doing. Really, they're amazing.
So just tell us about the camp itself.
So the camp,
I know it's going to be in Cat Island.
It's in Cat Island. So June 22nd to June 30th, it will be at the MediaTek in Knowles. And I would like to thank them for allowing us to host it there again. Because Knowles is in the center, which means that if anybody's coming from the north or the south, they would have less of a ride to access our camp, right? So we are having international instructors again. They're coming from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be teaching the technique of the instrument. And then we will have local, like Cloyd Daxon, and hopefully Walter will be there to teach them the local songs and the rhythm. That's not something that our international instructors do. What they're doing is teaching them all the things that instrument can do. And so they become, we want to get them up to the level that you, if you see anybody playing from Dominica or Germany or whatever, when we stand up, we kick in.
Yes, be just as good.
We're just as good.
This is an expensive thing, and you're doing it for free.
It's a very expensive
camp. But you're doing it for free. How are you able to put a camp on for free and all the way in the Cat Island? How is that possible?
It's a miracle that happens every year, and every year I am grateful. I am grateful to persons like Culture, Director of Culture, who's been with us since its inception in 2013. We also had SDC Ferguson that allowed us to bring in 8 new accordions this year. We have smaller donors like McDonald's. We have Sapodilla is playing a huge part because of the Last Dance that's coming up. We have who was able to sponsor 3 of the young kids that we're taking from Nassau, because not only are we going to Cat Island, we're taking some kids from Nassau.
You didn't say that you're taking people. You did scholarships and things.
That's right. Yeah, we did an amazing camp at my mentor, Edmund Moxie's Community Center, who was truly the mentor that I needed to start this project. And we created a small, what we call the Bahamas Youth Ensemble, and they have been performing. They are our visible, like if Culture had on the key, or we've done with Pastor Higgins, we played at Chapel and the Church, which was fantastic last Sunday. They've played at Zion Baptist. We've done pop-ups during Christmas over at Harbor Bay. And I want you to know that Bahamians are incredibly supportive, mm-hmm. incredibly amazingly. So we're still looking for money because we offer them a free lunch, and so we have to load some food onto the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And
so people still can sponsor you?
People can still sponsor.
Now you're going to give me a phone
I'll
number.
I'll give you a phone number, 812-8768, 812-8768. We have one last little girl from Nassau that we need to sponsor. Sponsoring's about $1,000 that covers their plane fare, their food, their hotel, land transportation. And so if you can assist in any way, we would appreciate it. We will need water, more water perhaps.
So I can donate money or I can...
You can donate money or food. And the mail boat's leaving. So it's the mail boat for Cat Island. It's leaving, I think, next Monday. I'm not sure. I will check again today. But they can call me, 812-8768, 812-8768.
Talk a little bit about your international musicians who come in now.
Okay,
because it's like a second time here.
Well, every year. So what happened was when I came to Cat Island, thanks to Frida Madrisotti, who was at the Bahamas Foreign Tourist Office in Paris, we put together a package with the French National Ready. We came to the Bahamas to record the music, and I met Frank Williams, who was lamenting the disappearance of the accordion. And at that time, I said, we'll help, but I didn't know how. So I went back to France. I invited Ophi and the website, thanks to Angela McKay that helped put that together. They came to France. They performed with me. The director of culture came along. She wasn't director yet, and we talked about it, and she said, start as a camp. She said, if you come home, we have budgets for camp. And that's what we did. So I thought I would bring home a French instructor living in France,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that the children on Cat Island were not allowed to touch the instrument. So how on earth was it passed on for 100 years? Well, Mr. Nuri, they had to sit there and watch those people play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to remember, and then they had to sneak that instrument. For the most part, when the people went off into the fields, they would sneak that instrument and try and figure out what they'd seen and heard. That's how it was passed on,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so I thought, well, if we do the class entirely in French, it will put them in that same mode of intense listening and watching. So that's how we started with Robert Santiago, who was an amazing teacher. He came from France for about 3 years. After that, we had a couple come from Martinique.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we had a young boy come from France. Last year, when we started, we had Graham, who was a world champion. He came from Scotland, and he initiated the last dance. We had quadrille and Scottish dance. And this year, we have instructors coming from the south of Italy.
Okay.
And he's bringing a dancer, and we will be doing the tarantella and the quadrille at the last dance.
It gives exposure to the Southern Islands, too, Kid Island, and promoting that.
That's
the
right. Well, they
culture.
Are getting known outside of the Bahamas because of the instructors
mm-hmm.
Who talk about it and who speak about what they're doing here. And hopefully we will be able at some point to be able to join in some of those international festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're almost there, right, where they can go off and play and play our music. And so we're getting there.
You mentioned earlier that you were able to give away some of those accordions.
Okay, so
where you got the accordions from?
Okay, so the first set of accordions were with Cable Cares Bahamas. We brought, that's how we started. They gave us enough money, and we have Hohner. Hohner is a German manufacturer. They make the Erika accordions. Robert felt that that's what's played all over the Caribbean. It's solid enough to take our climate. And it sounds great. So this year, Ian Ferguson met me at a conference at UB, and he said, "How can I help?" And I said, "We need accordions." And he came on board. So they gave us a grant that allowed us to bring in 8 brand new accordions. So we don't give the accordions away. COVID was exceptional. We could not leave those children that had come to camp without an instrument, because everything they'd learned, all the money invested, would have been lost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's how most people have stopped playing. Their instrument breaks. It's very sad, and they can't repair it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't continue to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Nathan Burris, who's reached out to us from Long Island, because there's Thomas Cartwright that we are honoring this year at the last dance. And we hope to grant him an accordion. We have some sponsors that are coming on board to grant him an accordion to take back to Long Island so the children can start learning from the Cartwrights, and hopefully we will be able to host the camp. We have Turks and Caicos, where there's only one last person left in the country. It's a woman. She's playing a piano accordion like Edmund Moxie played. We had one, and we sent it to her when her accordion broke down. Barabbas contacted me, said, "You've got to help this lady." I said, send us your accordion, because we have Terry who can fix anything. He helped build Compass Point. And he's taken her accordion apart, and it's an Italian accordion. And we've asked our accordion instructor to find the parts. He's having someone make the parts that he's bringing with him to repair her accordion. It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Now, my next question is, where do you want to see the Bahamas regarding the accordion and this particular music? And what are you demanding of Bahamians as a whole in order to assist that?
Okay, so I had the most wonderful talk this morning with the director of tourism and the head officer of the police there. And they are excited that we're coming. And my dream, the dream that made me start this, is that this is ancestral. Our African ancestors, they survived because they sang and played this music. If we were to give it up, we would lose a rich source of well-being, of connection to our ancestry. And our children have a right to inherit what is theirs. And this is their music. It's for them. It should be passed on to them. I want to see Bahamians dancing like they dance in Scotland, like they dance in Italy, like they dance in Martinique, like they dance in Haiti. I want us dancing our music again. I want us to hear the accordion. When people hear the accordion, it transports them back to a happier Bahamas, a time when our neighbors were our friends, where we danced together, prayed together, buried our dead together, where children had a place and a space, and they could watch the adults, and they could play and learn from them and bring it into their generation. This is what we're doing. You know, so it's not nostalgic. We're simply continuing something that is ours. Mm. We're not, you know, so while the embers are there and while they're still in the memory, we're dancing again. And I think that I would love to see the relationship between Bahamian men and women become what it used to be.
Ah.
Gallantry. When you dance, when you, you know, there was a Haitian Creole Day that was organized by Professor Markey at UB. And what stood out in my mind was there was a young couple and they were dancing, a Haitian partner dancing. When you dance those dances, it's sensual, it's spiritual, it's elegant. It's you connect with your partner and it creates a relationship that you could not have otherwise. And this is what we've lost. And this is what the last dance is bringing back, an opportunity to dance together again.
Now you mentioned the last dance.
So we have so last year we started the last dance and it's called the last dance. It's a play on word. It would have been the last dance. Or it will be the last of the dances, right? So Sapodilla has agreed to host us again. Pinda is an amazing support. She's
a beautiful woman.
I love Gandhi.
Yeah, she is.
When you meet Gandhi, you do not forget her.
Yes,
yeah, she is our MC. And I want to shout out to Swaby. He is the digital person who does our flyers and our tickets, and he sponsors us. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so we're having the last dance on July 3rd. This is the culmination of the camp. The children that come back to Nassau, they will be showcased.
Okay.
They will play for the public at this event. And they will be joined by the goatskin drum and the sword. They will be kicking, right? So they will also get an opportunity to see the accordion as it's played internationally. They will be treated to a concert and something unforgettable as our instructor plays his music and sings what he does. He's a professional singer, musician, and so they will get that treat. And then we will have local musicians come in so that we will dance the quadrille.
Oh, it's a concert.
Yeah. It's a concert, but it's a dance thing. So while you're dining at Sapodilla, it's a three-course meal. Mm-hmm. You will dine and you will hear that there's Tanya that's doing a number, Tanya Hanna, there's me that's doing a number. There's the Raiming Brothers that will open with a song prayer. And then as we get to the dessert, we kick off the dance. So the French consul will introduce the quadrille. The quadrille was a dance that was invented at Versailles at the court of the king. And it was somehow imported, and the slaves saw it, took it, Africanized it, and made it theirs. And so bringing together the children of Europeans and the children of Africans is also one of our objectives, that we dance together.
So is there a cost for this concert?
So the ticket is $100, okay. And you get all of that. You get a three-course meal, and you are sponsoring the next camp.
It's a high-end event. If you're going to Sapodilla.
You know, we felt that everything has to start from up above, as above, so below. It doesn't say below, as below, so above. Mm. So we're starting way up there. We want the persons who have the means to come and dance. We want them to dance and allow it to become the thing to do, okay, is to get back to dancing the quadrille. Right. So that's all of that will be happening.
And which day is this again?
This is July 3rd. Mm-hmm. The evening of Sapodilla, we start at 7, and so that you have time to come after work and dance. You come dressed to dance.
And do I pay at the door?
Pay at the door. You can certainly pay at the door or call again, 812-8768. 812-8768.
And this is a full-course meal
Sapodilla meal with the concerts and the children showcasing and you dancing and giggling yourself crazy. It is fun. You dance together. You dance with partners.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nuri. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Hamilton, for passing by and reminding with all these things happening.
Yeah.
Give your number one more time.
812-8768. 812-8768.
And that's Ms. Diane Hamilton. She having her... the concert at Safatilla, and also the
Cat Island Accordion and French Camp is back on Cat Island.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. I just want to extend Happy Father's Day to all the fathers there and all those surrogates out there who are helping boys and girls.
And I would like to thank our Heavenly Father. Thank you.
Guardian Radio AM, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.